Our next contestant, the next contestant on your platforms is Suleiman Khan, but unfortunately Suleiman is not able to make it today due to a health emergency in the family. So therefore we will move to the next contestant, Hassan Mahmoud, who will be talking about patriotism. Are certain nationalities better than others? Hassan.
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Assalamu alaikum rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. How is everyone today? MashaAllah, very good to see you all. My name is Hassan Mahmoud, and inshallah, I intend to share with you all my views on the vast topic of patriotism and its impact. So, what is patriotism or nationalism? In fact, it means love and devotion to one's country. Thank you. The word comes from the Greek word patris, meaning fatherland. Patriotism, however, has had different meanings over time, and its meaning is highly dependent upon context, geography, and philosophy. Okay. So, we realize that there are many nationalities. There are healthy rivalries, and an example is sport. We always like Canada to win hockey, right? Especially against the States, for example. I like Pakistan to win cricket when there's a game. But my sort of thesis statement for this is that borders separate people. Nations have emerged over the years, perhaps even centuries. Are some nationalities better than others? That's for you to decide. As a result, we have these types of consequences. Rivalries, leaders, arrogance, stereotypes and hatred, perhaps territorial disputes, even war tensions. Okay, so rivalry, to an extent where it makes someone work harder to do better, is good, but not to a degree where it starts to perhaps hurt the economy or country itself. Sports rivalries can be perceived as good, especially when the players keep their discipline and play in the spirit of the game. This is not always good, though. In fact, beware. Sometimes leaders could be the cause for such a strong sense of nationalism that people fight for nationalism and not for the greater good or peace in the world. In history, such attempts were made, leading to the extermination or belittling of other ethnic groups of people. One prime example was World War II. Adolf Hitler, terrible man, but he used his ideals of Nazism and brought Germany's nationalism to a high degree, and from there we saw that Germany not only lost poorly in the war, but in the aftermath of the war, Germany suffered greatly. Okay, arrogance, that's another factor, and arrogance is just another word for being proud. For the most part, it can lead to jealousy, and bad can happen from that point on. If you go and you show off, for example, if one country makes a big deal out of a win or some big like investment into something, it's not a good idea for them to show off, because that country, another country, could get mad and some kind of dispute could arise. It could also be good, and the country may look to work harder. But for the most part, countries end up being jealous, and that's not the right way. Prohibited in Islam. This leads to stereotypes and hatred. Unfortunately, in the world today, there are many between associated with people living in certain countries. Immigrants from these countries are still associated with these stereotypes. Many of us are immigrants, and we've been living in Canada, not from the beginning, but after generations. there's been shaky relations between countries, especially from the past. And I found on a website, one man described our country as they're the filthiest people on the face of the earth. No, this is not how we must be talking about our fellow people. We may be separate in color or some other aspect, but that doesn't mean that we should be talking about people bad like this. Which leads to territorial disputes. Over many decades, we've had disputes between Israel and Palestine. It was more of a post-World War II thing where Israel, the Jews were given Israel and they were given their own country as a consequence of World War II. Palestine didn't like that. And as a result, till this day, they're still fighting. Then you have Pakistan and India, the Kashmir border. It's a big problem out there. A lot of the people there think that the Kashmiri part of India should just move in with Pakistan. The majority of them are Muslim. The Indian leader at the time of separation did not believe us, so unfortunately, there's still fighting going on out there. Next, we have war tensions. These arise as a result of all of these ideas, and over the years, many countries have been on the brink of war because of these issues that relate to nationalism. As a result, many innocent people have lost their lives. This is completely prohibited in Islam, for people to die, and die because other people are in conflict like this. Typically, nationalism is made as the excuse for war. So, dear brothers and sisters, we have a picture here. This is probably some guys in India, and they're wearing a cap here. And this is just showing, even though they're wearing this cap, it doesn't mean that they're trying to exhibit their patriotism like this. It just, if they have a hat, you don't just look at the picture and make an assumption that, oh, they're wearing the hat, they might think that they're better Muslims because they're Indian Muslims. No. Don't make assumptions like this. This picture, look at what they're doing. They're making dua. They're doing what our Lord has set out for us. They're seeking forgiveness. And that is the right way. What does the Quran have to say about this? The Quran, on numerous accounts, states the idea that dividing ourselves is not an effective means of living. However, since we have these borders, I don't think that it's wrong. But when the divisions make us start hating other people, Canada and US, for example, we're so close. We have a similar culture. Our economy pretty much depends on theirs. But when we start hating them for no reason, or saying Americans are like this, Americans are like that, that's not right. And that's the same for many countries in the world. This is a part of the Quran. O men, we created you from male and female and made you peoples and tribes that you may know one another, not that you may despise each other. That's a powerful verse from the Quran. It's all right that we have countries, but the fact that we divide ourselves based on borders or based on geography is not right, and we must remember that we are equal. Hadith. So, people should give up their pride in nations, because this is a coal from the coals of hellfire. If they do not give this up, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will consider them lower than a lowly worm which pushes itself through khur. It's from Abu Dawud and Tirmidhi. Our Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said this. And we must follow this type of thing. We mustn't allow the borders to separate ourselves like this. And this is especially true to those who carry out mass killings or genocide because some of their people, like within their own countries, for example, because some of their people are a little bit different. And here we have the Prophet's last sermon. All mankind is from Adam and Eve. An Arab has no superiority over a non-Arab, nor a non-Arab has any superiority over an Arab. Also, a white has no superiority over a black, nor a black has any superiority over white, except by piety and good action. Learn that every Muslim is a brother to every Muslim, and that the Muslims constitute one brotherhood. Nothing shall be legitimate to a Muslim which belongs to a fellow Muslim unless it was given freely and willingly. Do not, therefore, do injustice to yourselves. That's a captivating last sermon by the Prophet. Yeah. And in conclusion, we see that Hajj and Umrah brings us together, in which we all are dressed the same of all races. And we must realize that this ideology of nationalism can be positive only to a small degree. Do not let it overtake our minds. May Allah guide and forgive us all. Thank you.
Inshallah. Thank you very much, Hassan. Right on the dot, right when I was about to do another cha-ching, we finished up. Inshallah.